You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY, Portland at 91.1, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Put on those boots, baby. It's time to start marching to respected Ladyland. Ladyland!
Come on and walk in my shoes. This hurt inside is too much for me. Just walk in my shoes. You'll see I want that love that it used to be. Just try on my heartache.
Try on my heartache.
Go ahead and try. And you'll see through someone else's eyes what you've done to me. And you'll know how broken up I feel. Just try out each new day. Go on and wear the cloak of loneliness, I know. Just walk in my shoes. I'm only blue since you let me go.
Walk in my shoes.
Just keep on walking. Keep on walking.
Walk in my shoes.
Oh, won't you walk in my shoes?
Walk in my
baby.
Shoes.
Walk in my shoes.
Walk in my shoes.
I say it's wrong.
From 1968, the sweet inspirations. I'm DJ Action Slacks. For this episode of Respected Ladyland, I'm asking you to specifically focus on the backup vocals of the recordings I'm about to play for you. This is part one of two episodes celebrating the evolution of these American musical treasures, the Sweet Inspirations. Over these two episodes, we'll listen to selections from their busiest years, 1962 to 1973. You'll hear familiar records and some lesser-known gems all blended together to paint a musical picture of the vastness of their contribution to American music and beyond. So let's get into this. It's the 1920s. And the Drinkard family has migrated to Newark, New Jersey from Georgia, seeking new opportunities. By 1938, Delia, the matriarch of the Drinkard family, is struck down by a deadly stroke, leaving the patriarch, Nitch, alone to raise their eight children. He addressed his grief by molding his younger children into a gospel group who would specialize in inspirational numbers. They would eventually take the church circuit by storm, ultimately rising to national status, enough to become among the first gospel groups to perform at Carnegie Hall. The story gets a little complex from here. In a nutshell, around 1952, one of Delia and Nitch's daughters, Lee, married Reverend Alzeah Warwick. This is when the vocal dynasty began to take root. Magic was afoot when Lee Drinkard Warwick's adopted daughters, Judy Click and her biological sister, Sylvia Shemwell, joined the Drinkard Singers. Before we get into more detail about this family of singers, let's hear some music. In the first set, we'll listen to three New York City secular recordings, which feature members of the Drinkard Singers as backing vocalists. But first, we'll hear a recording from the Drinkard Singers from 1958 off of their RCA LP. This is significant because the Drinkards were the first gospel group to earn a contract from a major label. Featured vocalist on this song is Judy Clay, a member of the DJ Action Slacks Dance Hall of Flame.
Down in the valley, valley so low, hang your head over and hear the wind blow. Can't you hear the wind blow, my love? Can't you hear the wind blow? Down in the valley, low. Have you ever been lonely, lonely? Have you ever been sad? Did you ever really, really want someone to really need them bad, 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 bad? So low. It was where I held on you so tight. How did I ever let you go? I remember the first kiss. And oh, how you thrilled me so. Oh, oh, oh. Now all that I can feel right now is that
FM.
Don't make me over.
Of Sissy Drinkard Houston from 1963 with a legendary soul record backed by Sissy's group. Now, Sissy Drinkard mentored Dion and Dee Dee, who, of course, as I just mentioned, were her nieces. They ended up forming their own gospel group, the Gospelaires, who also sang backup on a lot of New York sessions in the early 60s, with a little bit of overlap with members of Sissy's group. So what we end up with is kind of a conglomerate of singers all kind of sharing roots. You also heard in that set Doris Troy from 1963 with Stormy Weather, and Doris also became part of this conglomerate of backup singers, but she's best known for her hit Just One Look. Also in that set, the King of Rock and Soul from 1962, doing the traditional song Down in the Valley. All of these recordings, of course, featured members of the Drinkard Singers doing backup vocals. These women would ultimately become the go-to backup group of the early to mid-60s in the New York City area. And they simply became known as The Group. I tend to refer to them as Sissy's Group, just to keep things clarified. Oh, who am I? I'm DJ Action Slacks, and you're listening to the Respected Ladyland Radio Project, spotlighting the contributions of women during the golden age of the record industry. On this episode, I'm tracing the evolution of the vocal group, the Sweet Inspirations. I'd say they were often the heart of recorded American music of that era, and yet most of these women are hardly the household names they deserve to be. Sylvia Shamwell and her sister Judy Clay, Estelle Brown, Myrna Smith, and of course, Emily Sissy Houston, who tends to be referred to as Whitney Houston's mother, but she was so much more than that. In the background is George Benson's 1968 version of You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman.
Make me feel like a natural woman.
Featuring, yes, the Sweet Inspirations on vocals, they also provided the backing vocals on Aretha's 1968 hit version of this song. Up next, three records from 1963. All of these records are believed to have the Sweet Inspirations on backup. You'll hear studio chatter prior to a Betty Harris song, and in that chatter, the producer refers to The Group. But we're starting this set off with a classic by Garnett Mims, backed by The Group.
Welcome back home.
realize that I always love you, darling. And I can see that you've got some more tears to shed. I can see it, baby, because your eyes are getting red. So come on.
Again.
Ooh.
It's dark outside.
Star from it's dark outside.
Right, but come in with the group. Whoa, it's dark outside.
Hi.
Wow.
Whoa, it's dark outside. 24 hours of the day. Yes, it's so dark. I said it's dark outside. Ever since you went away. Yes, and I wonder.
Yes, I wonder.
Oh, I wonder.
Yes, I wonder.
I wonder if the sun ever
loving that you've got.
Dang, 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 dang.
afternoon. Love in November, love in December, love in the middle of June. And I dig you. Yes, you're the one to make this loving all come true.
Drifters, Rudy Lewis from 1963 with Baby I Dig Love. And of course, Betty Harris, also from 1963 with It's Dark Outside. I'm DJ Action Slacks, celebrating the backup vocalists, the Sweet Inspirations. You're hanging out in respected Ladyland and currently hearing Dave Baby Cortez on the organ from 1964. Including the lead vocals by Sissy Houston, backed by her group. Mind-expanding radio station, X-Ray FM.
When my friends told me you had someone new, I didn't believe a single word was true. I showed them.
Oh no, not mine. You better find yourself another boo.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You dog him round just like a dirty mule.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That mule is stubborn. Now ain't that a shame?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Because he's gone, he won't be back again.
I'm in. absolute dance floor classic from 1964, Esther Phillips with Mojo Hannah. You also heard Ben E. King, also from 1964, with Let the Water Run Down. Laverne Baker from 1964 with You'd Better Find Yourself Another Fool. And Maxine Brown, also from 1964. Oh no, not my baby. All featuring the backing vocals of the group, also known as the Sweet Inspirations, who I am spotlighting on this episode of Respected Ladyland. I am DJ Action Slacks, and if you have any questions about this episode, feel free to reach out to me using my website, djactionslacks.com. I always love to know you're out there listening. In the background right now, we have sax player Buddy Lucas with Dion and Dee Dee Warwick on vocals from 1963. You know, music is often referred to as a stew, made up of a variety of ingredients, and it's how those ingredients are blended together that gives a recording its unique flavor. So, if popular music of the 1960s was a stew, and the Sweet Inspirations were the base of that stew, shaping what we now recognize as the signature sound of that era. In fact, the way producers like Burt Burns used their gospel-rooted harmonies in the early 1960s became a blueprint of sorts. Other studios across the country, and soon around the world, adopted that same call-and-response energy. Coming up next, another Burt Burns production from 1964, this time utilizing the Sweet Inspirations for more of a celestial choir sound, backing up Barbara Lewis on this gorgeous record.
Baby, I'm yours, and I'll be yours until the stars fall. Baby, I'm yours, and I'll be yours until the sun no longer shines. Yours until the poets run out of rhyme. In other words, until the end of time. I'm gonna stay right here by your side, do my best to keep you satisfied. Nothing in the world can drive me away, 'cause every day you hear me say, baby, baby, I'm yours till the stars fall from the sky. Baby, I'm yours till the rivers all run dry. Baby, I'm yours till the poets run.
Sticky, sticky, come on.
is X-Ray FM.
Let's go get it done. Whoa, let's go get it done. I mean it. Let's go. Let's go get it done. Whoa, let's go get stoned. Listen to me. When my baby won't let me in, get a few pennies together and get me a bottle of gin. Call my buddy telephone and say, buddy, let's go get stoned. Come on, buddy, let's go get stoned. All right, go, oh, yeah, let's go get stoned.
Now listen, Chuck, when you work so hard day long, and everything you do always seem to go wrong, then you drop by my place on your way home,
and I say, Max, let's go get stoned.
But I can't hear it.
Tell you what, ain't no harm to take a little taste.
Don't blow your cool, babe, and start messing up my place.
Listen, baby, ain't no harm to take a little nip.
Make sure you don't fall down, baby. Cross your lips.
Gotta leave you now.
Gotta
go get stoned.
Oh,
sorry about that, Max. Go
get
stoned. I'm saying,
are you lonely for me, baby?
Yes, I am.
Are you lonely for me, baby?
Coming home,
are
baby.
Are you lonely for me, baby?
Oh, it's the last train to Jacksonville. I'm gonna get on it, baby. You know I will. Will you try, come on and try to forget all the pain I brought you? Go on and cry, go ahead and cry, baby. I know that I'm the one who taught you
to be lonely, baby, lonely.
To Jacksonville. Are you my sweet baby? Are you still? Tell your friend it's the end. I will never again deserve you. He will laugh. I can hear him laughing, baby. He'll say that I was born to hurt you. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You see you gotta be there. You gotta be there. I just got to see you again, girl. 'Cause I'm lonely, baby. I'm lonely.
Freddie Scott from 1967 with Are You Lonely For Me, Baby? From Burt Burns' Shout label, a subsidiary of Bang Records. Maxine Brown and Chuck Jackson from 1967. And you also heard Bobby Harris from 1966 with Sticky Sticky off of Bang Records. I'm DJ Action Slacks. And now, a couple more records from Burt Burns' Bang record label, all featuring the Sweet Inspirations on backing vocals, beginning with this one from Van Morrison from 1967.
Hey girl. street,
looking good.
And you know deep down in your heart that ain't right. And you never, never hear me when I cry at night. I tell myself that I can't stand the pain. But when you hold me in your arms, I say it again. So go on, go on, go on, go on, go on. Take it, take another little piece of my heart now, baby. Break it, break another little bit of my heart now, baby. You can have another, hold another little piece of my heart now, baby.
You know you got it if it makes you feel good. Have it, break another little piece of my heart now, baby. Oh, break it, break another little piece of my heart now, honey. Have another little piece of my heart.
Irma Franklin from 1967 with Peace of My Heart. Yet another iconic 60s soul record, elevated by the backup vocals of the Sweet Inspirations. And that concludes part one of this celebration of that vocal group, who you are again hearing right now. The voices of Sylvia Shemwell, Estelle Brown, Myrna Smith, and the group's leader, Emily Sissy Houston. Tune in for part two, featuring some of their performances from the late 60s and early 1970s. I'm DJ Action Slacks, and thank you for visiting me here. Remember, if you ever need a break from the worries of the day, you can escape to respected Ladyland anytime by going to my archives under the radio show section at djactionslacks.com. There's always a way to find sweet inspiration in music. Ta-ta!